begin Parak Yud Ches, Mem Shachayim. And what we learned until now, which is, you can't do Parak Yud Ches unless you understand all the first 17 Rakim. And the key side is that from here in our world, in our bodies, in our nefesh, we have to be tied up to the Ruach, and then the Ruach to the Neshama to the Chaya, and then to the Yechida, and to the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So there's a tie-up. Ba'yipach, ba'apa, of Nishmas Chayim, Hashem blew into our nostrils. This is the way it went. It went from, we know the technology of it, went from Hashem, ba'yipach, ba'apa, not straight, but it went through a process. It's a process. Different stages of development from through the Neshama, through the Ruach, and through the nefesh. So we're here in the nefesh. And therefore, we learned in Parak Yud Zayin that if somebody does an Aveira and you want to do tshuva, so what you're really thinking about in terms of tshuva is not so much bettering yourself. You know, of course you're bettering yourself, but this is not like a self-help type of a thing or a self-improvement type of a thing. Tshuva is actually the realignment of the nefesh to the ruach, and the ruach to the neshama. That's actually a realignment, so stuff flows again. So an avera pushes things off alignment, and tshuva pushes things back on alignment, and that's what he's going to continue on here. Perek Yud Ches. B'chol zeh miroiv tuvay v'chastoy hagadol yisbarach shvayim. This is all by the goodness of Hashem. Asher chafetz la'atztikenu lehetevach b'seinu l'zois hifli etza. Hashem wanted to for us to be very, very connected. La'atztikenu lehetevach b'seinu, so that our achris, so that the end, I presume he means olav haba, should work out well for us. L'zois hifli etza, and Hashem has this great etza. Ukvam b'inyan zeh shekol b'china me'agimel elu tiskashi re'ah b'china shaleh. So, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be connected to us, or important perhaps, he wants us to be connected to him, so he created this pipeline. And every Bechina, meaning Bechina means Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, everything is connected to the Bechina, which is above it. Kedei shal dei zeh, yuchal adam lalo yisul yiskashem imato lamalo ma'at ma'at. And here he tells us a very interesting thing with this connection that we keep talking about. We talked about it a lot. This connection of me being, what I want to do here in the few minutes that we have is understand what this actually means, not just mathematics and a diagram of how it works. That's important, but what does it actually mean? But one of the things that he says here is that the purpose of this pipeline of getting our nefesh to hook up with our ruach to the neshama, is to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu liskasher mimato lamalo, to be able to connect from down to up, ma'at ma'at. So there's an interesting point here that this is a process. It's a ma'at ma'at. Like one might think, either you're connected or you're not connected. But apparently, it's not so simple. Apparently, ma'at ma'at, I don't mean just to say, talk about what the Balei Musar like to say, you have to go slowly. If you don't go slowly, you can fall. That's not what he's saying over here. That the actual process is what life is all about. Life is about making this connection. So it's not something like, okay, did it. I learned some Nefesh HaChaim. I'm connected now. I've decided to connect. It's a ma'at ma'at. This is a long process. It's a step-by-step process of being connected. So it comes out like very interesting. Tshuva is also a slow process. Uh-huh. There are many Gemaras where it talks about that yachal adam liknois olamai b'shah achas. Where it tells stories about Elazar ben Durdaya and Ketiah bar Shalom and different characters in history that they did tshuva koines olamai. What does that mean, koines olamai? They did tshuva 1 second. They made a quick connection, and with that connection they were tied up to la'olamai, to his sherish haneshama. That's what the Gemara means. Yachal adam liknois olamai b'shah achas v'yesh adam shekoin olamai b'har b'shanim. So some people could do it quickly, and some people could do it over the course of a life. So the Gemara says, Just as an example, the Gemara says that whenever one of these stories would come up about somebody who did tshuva the last minute before they died. So it says, Rebbe Hayyavoche. Rebbe used to cry when he used to hear these stories. Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, I don't think he was a big crier. You know? Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi used to cry when he used to hear these stories. Pashat Upshad is you learn that he cried. It's like a very deep, it's an emotional thing. Like, look how a person connected back to his source and on the last minute. The Marsha tells us that Rebbe Hayyavoche, he was crying al hachaval, because the chaval is that if somebody's already going to connect up to his shirish, chaval that he didn't spend his whole life doing this, and it would have been a solid connection and a good connection and a real connection. So that was Rebbe Hayyavoche. If somebody's disconnected, so nothing to cry about. But if a person's already connecting, why not connect ma'at ma'at? So the point is, the point I'm making is, the chiddush here is that we're talking about tshuva. So tshuva, you know, we think of tshuva, did you make tshuva? You know, like, did you think of tshuva as something you do? Did an avera do tshuva? Tshuva is not as easy to do as the avera. Tshuva is a process, and it's a process, and you see the Rambam is, you know, parak after parak after parak, the process of getting realigned. You know, it's like if, God forbid, somebody has, like, some kind of an accident, so that takes a minute. If you want to do physical therapy and get yourself back into shape, that takes 5 years. It's getting back aligned, literally getting back aligned spiritually is a big process. And if you don't do it ma'at ma'at, you didn't do it in a way. You can connect, but that's the chiddush here. Lefi roiv iskay b'tayra v'avoda yisparach shva. It takes a lot of davening, takes a lot of learning. V'taris libay v'avasa yisparach yir shemayim avas Hashem. Those are all tools to reconnect. But you're not yet, a person has Ahavas Hashem, you're not yet reconnected. It's a tool to reconnect. Achiyala v'yistabek b'tzror hachayim, until you get back to the source of life, kiviyachol sashem alekecha yisbarach shmai, lefi shor shoy umadregosay, and that's how you get back up to your sherish. So, something that we've said a lot, but we didn't say completely. You know, we've said this a lot in the previous program, that this alignment is a form of tshuva, and it's a life work. It's a life work. It's not a thing you do. It's a life work. See, I always wonder about this. Just agav that in the olden days. When I say the olden days, I mean like the time of the Chassam Sofer, the time of Rabbi Kiveger, the time of the Noda Yehuda. So you have a lot of tshuvas. If you read the responsa literature, there's a lot of tshuvas about people that were nichshol in a certain avera, and they came to the Rav, talk about, you know, Litvish Rabbanim, Polish Rabbanim, you know, the Hungarian Rabbanim. They came and they said, how do I make tshuva for this, right? I couldn't hold myself back. I made an espresso shot this morning. So I don't know where my head was. I just did it. I couldn't hold myself back. I had a cigarette on Shabbos. I couldn't hold myself back. I had relations with my wife, who was Anita. So in the tshuvas, they give very, very specific very specific programs as to how to do tshuva. I don't know if you've ever seen this literature. Like, there's a lot of, you know, you must give a lot of tzedakah. You have to roll in the snow. You have to you know, be parished from your isha for a year. There are all kinds of things of how to do tshuva, which is fascinating to me, because what are they explaining? What they're explaining is how do you, it's like going to a therapist of some sort, or let's say even a physical therapist, or even like a chiropractor, to see how do you get realigned. You know, how do you, like, okay, you broke off a connection, how do you get realigned? I noticed that this is not the minhag anymore. Although people come and ask, how do I do tshuva for this? I heard once, maybe I saw a sefer, I heard once that we don't do this anymore. We don't do it anymore. I'm not sure why we don't do it anymore, but maybe, I don't know. But,
yeah, now the Yehuda writes, I saw what tshuva there. He says, we don't do it, but in the specific case he gave some.
Right, there's a tshuva about somebody who had
an
affair or something. Yeah, but we don't do it. I don't know. It's always.
Even within Hasidus, really, within Hasidus, they have more directive, specific.
Hello. I don't know.
They say, what do you mean within, like, our?
I don't think they have what they. I don't think, like, there's all svarim tshuvas about different shuvas that you have to do. I can tell you some reason I don't do it anymore, because let's say somebody would ask me, I'm a rabbi, somebody would ask me, how do I do tshuva for this fact? I don't really know. The real answer is, I could tell you, go through the Rambam and say, vidui and Kabbalah alos and Chavrut alavar. I don't really know like the specifics. I mean, you really need to know, so maybe just nobody knows. Maybe nobody's, I don't know. But the thing of it is that what they were doing, whether we do it or not is a sociological question, I guess, but what they were doing was creating a process of putting the person back on track. That's what was going on. Back on track.
That completely changes the whole paradigm of Tshuva Tefillah and Tzedaka and starts up Hashem's thing more when you look at it from a Rosh Hashanah point of view. Tefillah. Maybe simpler or slacker, you can understand, but now tshuva is like the whole paradigm.
Yeah, tshuva is a different story.
Yeah.
And you see, tefillah and tzedakah are different tools to use, different things that you take out to connect. But tshuva, like, it's right, so tshuva is ma'akmat. It's not a. So you can do it in a minute. Apparently, you can create some kind. You can force some kind of a. Maybe this is a difference. Like I'm not. I don't know what I'm talking about. But maybe there's a difference between like physical therapist and a chiropractor. Yeah. Like it takes a physical therapist, 6 weeks to do what a chiropractor can do in a minute. So just put everything back, realign. But.
Just about none of them are in the room to be Michael.
Physical therapist or chiropractor? So I can say whatever I want, but I'm thinking one is probably more like training the body of how to. One's more mat. Whether I'm right or not, I don't know. But I know chiropractors help me, but I don't know. Like it's kind of like invasive. But anyways, that's one you say that the paradigm, as you say, of tshuva. Is a realignment, which is a process. That's the first thing. Then the question is, what's the process? Let's go a little further. Zois v'odacheres, because we've only so far scratched the surface. Zois v'odacheres. Furthermore, ki yesh kama avoynoi shanefesh hachoteis ba'achas meheno nischai v'koreis oyavadu in chas v'shol. I feel good because on Thursday I gave a whole shiur about Yedid Hashem, Yedid Nefesh, and that was very positive. So now we're talking about Koreis. But it's also positive if you think about it. There are avoinos shanefesh hachoteis ba'achas meheno nischai v'koreis. Person sometimes, God forbid, does an aveiro and nischai v'koreis. Ba'alei shazish. Right? Nischai v'koreis. Oy avadoin chas v'shalom. Or he gets lost. These are two different things. Koreis, oy avadoin. There's a difference. What is koreis? Inina koreisu. And I've explained this outside, but here we have it inside. Shebechinas hanefesh koreis. Koreis means cut off. That's what karis means, cut off, the cut off punishment. So what's getting cut from what? What's the karis? So b'chinas ha-nefesh nifsak v'nichras misharsha elyon. The pshat is that everything's all lined up, my nefesh, my ruach, my neshama, all beautiful. And karis is, so you imagine like a source of oxygen, here's the pipe, everything's working perfectly except that it's, boom, it's off to the side. So when a person does an aveira that's chayv kares, you've detached the source of life from the nefesh, which is the life as we know it. So that's what kares is. Kares is like you're moving the pipe or you're cutting the pipe. Even worse, you're cutting the pipe. So if you cut the pipe, so obviously you're not getting the oxygen. So how do you continue living in such a case? So the answer is because there's another source, like emergency supply of life called sitrachra and tuma. Those things also give life. They also give life, but it's very unhealthy life, and it's very it's tummy. The life from the sitrachra makes one tummy. But the person who's spiritually sensitive can understand that you could be like. Rishayim b'chayim nikroyim mason. You can be alive, but you feel like you're dead. A person, like the Walking Dead. You know, you could be alive, but you're not hooked up to the source of life, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in a different place. See, he's talking about Karis, which is pretty extreme, but let me give a very simple example, just because we're not Chayav Karis by Zerusha. But it's not even Chayav Karis, it's just like something you do. It's almost like a self-inflicted, you know, it's like the bungee jumper. Like, you know, I'm going to be macho, I don't need a rope. You know, just cuts it off. Like, it's and now you're on your own. The nefesh is on its own. So, you know, what happens to that nefesh? But I just think about what I think is a very practical example of this, which is nogei everybody. Like, we all know, for instance, that we have to do chesed. Everybody knows you're supposed to do chesed. It means I'm supposed to give of myself to other people. We also all know that everybody's different. So, you know, if you can only give chesed to somebody who's just like you, that's not chesed. Chesed is to give somebody who's a little bit, we're all different. We're all a little bit different. So, you know, when you look around you, you look at the people that you're surrounded with, to my mind, and they need something. So you got to wonder what your reaction is. If your reaction is they need something, I want to try to help them. So that's chesed. Everything's hooked up. But what if there's a nituk between what I know in my brain that I'm supposed to do chesed, and that comes from even a higher source of the ruach and the neshama, and this person who's in need, whether it's a person davening next to you and children knocking on the door, whatever it might be. When there's a nituk, what happens is instead of chesed, what happens is now all of a sudden the guy gets on my nerves because he's different than me. I mean, he makes me nervous. He makes me angry. So all of a sudden a person finds himself nervous and bekas. So that means that, in my understanding, that means that you're not hooked up to the source of life itself. You might know something, so you have an idea, big deal, you know something. I've met people that can darshan about health and talk about all kinds of healthy things. This is healthy, this is unhealthy, and they're mamish, like, so unhealthy. Their whole lifestyle is so unhealthy. They somehow or another, they become like a Bucky. And why? Because they've been hearing these drushes since they're a little kid. Don't eat this, exercise. Don't do any of it. So they have it in their minds, but it doesn't somehow permeate their body. So, like, if you have chesed in your mind, even in your heart, but when it comes to doing it, it's getting on my nerves. It's making me angry. It's the fact that you're different than me. Why are you acting like that? Why are you walking like that? Why? So that means there's a nituk. There's a nituk. And that nituk needs bedika. My Rebbe Zatzal used to always say that, you know, if a person finds himself talking Lashon Hara a lot, it's not about, like, you know, learn the halachas of Lashon Hara. Yes, of course, you have to know what's Lashon Hara, what's not Lashon Hara. But there's something wrong with a person who's talking Lashon Hara all the time. There's something wrong. There's something either spiritually wrong or psychologically wrong with a person who's always talking Lashon Hara. It's not normal. It's not normal to have to constantly denigrate another person. There's something, some kind of an insecurity in themselves, some type of, let's call it a nituk, a short, right? A short. Something is not getting all the way into my yodayim, into my pet, into my mice.
I think in the second shahr of Shir Salashim, the Chafas Haim, in a certain paragraph, it cites seven different, like, psychological causes of nefesh versus flesh and mara.
Yes.
I remember one of those guys, there's even like that notary from, I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah,
I saw it. You get to control these seven things.
It's not about. It's not about stopping it here. It's not stopping it as it's coming out of
here.
Right, right. It's figuring out. So I think that what I'm saying is, I think that the relevance of what we're learning here is not so much about kares. It's about looking for the shorts. Looking for the shorts. Like, what is causing me to do this? What is causing it? And it's particularly easy to see, I believe, easier to see in the Bein Adam L'Chaveros. I think those are good markers for whether I'm hooked up to my neshama or not. And I'm starting with a simple premise that we all know what's right. it's not like we don't know what's right. We all know what's right. We all know we're supposed to be nice to people and do chesed and forgive another person, you know. But you know, sometimes people have such a hard time giving. You ever notice it? Like such a difficult time giving a compliment to another person. Like, why is this so difficult? Like we're worried they're going to become a Balgai that's going to go to their head. Like all of a sudden we're the altar of Slobodkin. Yeah, worry. Oh, yeah, you're going to become a Balgai, but why don't we worry about everything else with that? We worry about the Balgai. But it's something psychologically wrong. So I was saying that these shorts, Lani Asdaiti, are a simon of the Nito. But that's point one, simple point, yeah.
What I'm hearing described is can maybe be attributed to a meeting between mind and heart.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So where does the Kodesh Baruch fit into that?
It's the thing is like this, that you gotta be deeper, it's all one line. So it goes from your yodayim to your heart, to your mind, to the ruach, to the neshama. So the nituk can be here, maybe easier to deal with. Go see a psychologist, the nituk is here. Talk to kids. I'm not a psychologist, but talk to kids a lot, you know. Just recently talking, not for the first time, but just recently talking to a kid who's got this problem that they're cutting themselves a lot, which is a very, you know, for people our age, it's so
bizarre
and unusual. And I hate taking a blood test. What are you doing this voluntarily? Just like it doesn't, you know. And the kids all say, no, it's, you know, they get this like glow on their face, you know, like it's almost like. No, like, you know, you feel. So it's hard, honestly, it's hard for me to relate to it, but I can understand that. In other words, you can get to a point where you get so cut off where you feel, you know, like dead, unless you're feeling something.
Vesta talks about, yes, Akasha, how a ger could be Makabal Mitzvahs, a goy. He says basically, it's like yeah, the Gita Biyada, Mem Kachas. But the Yisod seems to be that capacity to self transcend is only by a Yid. So maybe the Nituk, when you can't do the Chesed, the Nituk is that you can't transcend your animal nature.
Right. Or yeah.
And you need that.
I'm not a big Musar guy. I'm just not my. Doesn't talk to me, but this is where the Musar works. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Musar works when you're getting from Nefesh to Ruach. You know, I think that Nefesh Hachayim, you know, the next level is trying to deal with things where it depends where the disconnect is. You need to locate the disconnect to know how to repair it, and sometimes it requires something very, very special. But I think what I'm saying is that we're so, you know, when you talk about the tshuva who the nature of tshuva has changed, you know? Like tshuva is out of style in that sense. It's even more, you know, od v'yoser, like if people come to, Talmud Chacham and they say, you know, oh, I did this in the Savera, what should I do? You know, get past it, just don't dwell on it. It's just, so that's what you hear a lot, you know.
Rav
Nachman, Hadarabba. Hadarabba. But, it's interesting. Times have changed. I'm not sure times have changed, but nothing. What hasn't changed is the pipeline that's going up. Let me just say another yisoid, and then I think it'll make it easier to learn further. Two yisoids that I want to say that because it gets very complicated and kabbalistic. So I just want to say simple things. Number one is all about the kasher. Number two, kares is an extreme example, and there are many kinds of kares. Kares, an example of like literally cutting the cord. That's whether it's the oxygen cord or the bungee cord or whatever cord it is that's keeping me alive. Kares means you're cutting the cord. But the Nefesh HaChayim, I think in Perek Chav, to prok him away, he explains very clearly that that's like kares. But every aveira is a little bit of kares. Important is every time somebody does an aveira, there's some part of detachment which is there, so and therefore it's harder to connect.
Like smoking a cigarette, two capillaries just got hit.
You don't feel a thing.
You don't feel anything. Tomorrow another eight. The next one vein. Next, no. So
Yeah. Now, you know, I think just you talk about smoking cigarettes. I don't want to talk about smoking cigarettes, but I'm thinking like last couple of years. You know, I'm a learner. You know, so the last couple of years, so I started to learn more about health. I'm just saying this only as a muscle. And I'm not particularly into like, you know, all kinds of natural healing things, mostly because the practitioners are you very often don't know what they're talking about. They're just, that's not because I'm against it, they're just, you know, because they're afraid. If you know how to do it, do it. But what I have become a big, just as a bushel, again, I'm not going to talk about health here, I'm just giving you a bushel. What I have become a big chassid of is functional medicine. So functional medicine, in other words, you go to a doctor and you have a headache, so they'll give you a Tylenol, and the Tylenol will take away your headache. And a functional medical practitioner will ask, well, I wonder why you're getting these headaches. You know, just a very simple question, which not all doctors are trained to do. So this is called functional medicine. So, well, maybe let's look at your thyroid. You know, let's look at your pancreas. Let's look at what's going on. And you know, and it's so fascinating, and it such makes so much more sense to anybody who's used to learning Torah to try to figure out, again, not to be confused with like just natural, you know, natural is there. What's the point natural? The thing is like, is instead of treating the symptom, to try to get to the cause of it. And everything has a cause. What?
Holistic approach.
It's holistic, but it's functional in the sense that really a big bucky in biology or in food science and be able to understand, or even climate environment, to be able to understand how everything affects your body and why this and this is happening. It's, by the way, it's a much more difficult way of getting rid of your headache. and very often the answer is, well, take a Tylenol in the meantime until you figure this out, because this could take ma'at. This could take many, many years till you really get to the point of connection. But the thing is that what you really want to do is I mean, I would think logic says what you really want to do is be healthy, not figure out how to get rid of the symptom. Probably everybody agrees with that. That's really the right way to do it, if you can do it, or if you're not too old or whatever. You know, sometimes you just can't get it back, so you deal with the symptoms. So you have arthritis, and this hurts, and that hurts, and blah blah blah. You know, like, so you can do things to take away the pain, but even surgery is taking away the pain, but it's not necessarily getting to the source of the thing. And it's the same thing in the world of Ruchnius, like you got to be careful, because you can, like sometimes with just Musar, you'll fix certain behaviors, but is it real? You know, is it real? And if so, who cares? Maybe, I don't know. But if it's not real, is
not lasting?
Hmm?
It's not lasting.
It's not lasting, and it's not even you know. I didn't remember somebody who. Used to like always be like very, you know, the Mishnah says you should be makabalos kol adam sever panim yafos, right? You should greet everybody with happiness, with a smile, sever panim yafos, you know. And I knew somebody that was really not good at that. it just wasn't, you know, like you better be like, what did I do to you? Like, you know, what had you wrong? You know? Like, he told me that he was omen on this, or somebody mentioned it to him, you know, and like he's always looking angry. So he's worked on this thing, and talk it like, you know, like he greeted everybody with this huge smile, you know, oh, shalom, nice, beautiful, sever panim yafos, right, Musa, like you can do. But I noticed, because I just happen to be like super sensitive, that, you know, big smile, and that turns around, it's gone, you know. So if the guy, you know, if you're watching him for that extra 3 seconds, you're in trouble. Is it fake? I guess. Is it good? It's probably good. Better than no smile at all.
Fake it till you become it.
Hmm.
Fake it till you become it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it's but become it. That's the point I'm making. I was told my Rebbe that I'm having a hard time learning all day, all night, you know, 14 hours a day. It's very hard for me at sometimes. He said, fake it. Okay. I hear that, you know, like, but you know, like, you gotta, I guess, fake it till you become it. Like, it's gotta go at least another 3-4 seconds, the smile. It's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not fun. It's not functional. It's not real. It's not coming from the inside. So I mean, the one point I wanted to bring out here, this will be our introduction to the next couple of shiurim, is that every avera is kares. the Nefesh HaChaim said every Aveira has some aspect of disconnection to it. It's not like, somebody's Chasashon Baal Ayerva, Chayv Karis, that's like a big one. That's a huge disconnection. It's like getting hit by a car, you know. But every Aveira, every time you smoke a cigarette, as you say, there's a Karis involved, but it's gradual and you don't feel it and it's not right. That's number one. The second thing we need to understand is, which he's going to say in the next paragraph, but I want to speak it out, is that the way to look at this pipe is not as a pipe at all. The way to look at this is there's different levels of connectivity. And this very much relates to what we're saying, or your muscle of the smoking or the capillaries. I've explained this many times, that Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim went down to the 49th level, Memtesh Shari Tumah, 49th level of Tumah. There's only 50. So it's pretty bad. And on this we say, in the Haggadah, that Baruch HaMakayim, thank God, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly when to take us out of Mitzrayim. See the Mepharshim, the Abarvan, all others, they say, what does it mean he knew exactly when to take us out of Mitzrayim? That he got us right before we fell into the Shar Hanun. We were at the Shar Memtes. He hopped it just in time. And therefore, he was able to save us. He was able to emancipate us and make Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So, always ask a question, like, what's the big milo of this? You save us when we start to descend, like when we first came to Mitzrayim. Save us, take us out of Mitzrayim, take us to Eretz Yisrael. What's the point of, it's like a lifeguard, the girl is drowning. It's got another couple of minutes. Doesn't work. Yeah, another minute. It's fine. I'll save her. Don't worry. I'll save her. Get her at the Shar Hanun. I'll get her at the Shar Hanun. So, I believe the Abarbanel explains that the way to understand it is, he says this the following, that whatever we went through in Mitzrayim in terms of going down Madregas, so that's where we're going to be able to get up to. Meaning, no matter what we go through in life as a people, inquisitions, Holocaust, even assimilation, even intermarriage, we can get back. Why? Because we are trained, we are exercised in going down 49 Sharm of Tumah, and therefore we can get back up. 50th, that's a Nituk Lagamri, that's complete Karis.
Means pathways being created.
That's right, we've created a pathway. So let me just even say better than that. That I think we need to stop looking at it as 49 Sharm of Tumah, descending down and down and down to the Grand Canyon. I don't think that's the pshat. The pshat is think of it better as sort of an electrical wire, an American electrical wire, that has, for argument's sake, 50 strands. So the electricity that's connecting the appliance to the source of electricity is a copper wire with many, many strands. So here's Shmuel, you cut off one strand, what happens?
Yeah.
Nothing. You don't know, who knows? You can buy wires, a little thinner, nothing. Not the coat, no longer. Go thinner, you go thinner, you go thinner. How thin can you go? So the answer is every one of those strands is changing the integrity of your resistance. And it's getting a little bit too hot. You might not be able to feel it. It's not working correctly. But when you get down to the final strand, Nagid, the light might be going, but it's flickering and it's hot and it's not going to last and the wire's going to burn out and it's just not going to happen. It's going to blow. This is going to blow and you get a fire. So when you think about the Memtesh Shari Tumah, think about it as the Memtesh or the Nun Shari Kedusha. So the Nun Shari Kedusha are 50 strands of connectivity that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you go from Nefesh to Ruach to Neshama, think of it not as a, even though he talks about it as a windpipe, but I just want to sophisticate this a little. Think about levels of connectivity. So level of connectivity, now a person's does an Aveira, a little Aveira. So you do a little Aveira, boom, you carried in the Eruv, boom, like one strand down, two strands down. The wholesomeness and the holiness of a person is if you're hooked up on all strands, and tshuva is repairing those strands. So it's another, it's like a new metaphor, but a new visual as to how to look at it. So when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they were down to the final strand. If that would have been cut, Hashem would have had to recreate the Jewish people, because that's a whole new thing. But we were still continuing. By the way, what was that strand? What was the strand? That we didn't change our clothes. We dress like Jews. We talk like Jews. To Jewish names. Very, very superficial. Very, very external. Very, very unimportant. You know, that's the final strand.
Bagels and lox.
Bagels and lox. That's the final strand. Or, I mean, to be cynical, or a hat. It could be a final strand also. These are all things that you could put on a monkey. You know, it doesn't say anything about the neshama. If it's coming from the neshama, yafeh. But if it's just throwing a hat on somebody or even tzitzis, those are all very, very external things. So that was the final strand. But it's a strand. It is a strand. Like that lox and bagels, as I grew up with, the ikker, the lox, that lox and bagels, you know, there is something Jewish about it. Like, we could make fun of it, but there is something Jewish about it. You know, it's even a term. You know, to bagel somebody is to, you know, to bagel somebody is when somebody sees you, a from Jew, at the gas station, and he says, oh, I had some great kishka last night. Like, what is that all about? He's trying to tell you, like, you know, I'm a brother, I'm Jewish, help me do tshuva. That's what he's trying to tell you. So that's the term. We find it less here in Israel, unfortunately, than you even feel find it in the chutzlars, which is a pella. But what the thing of it is, it's all that kishka, or that, you know, that's all that last strand. So the difference between our connection and the wires is that we're organic, like it can heal. Those wires are not going to heal. And you can get from one strand to two strands to 10 strands to 20 strands. So when you talk about kares, so like the ultimate kares, and that's why it's two things, kares v'avader nanefesh, the ultimate kares is just cut. Like, I just cut the wire. I have no connection at all. That's a difficult situation. You can still do tshuva, apparently, but it's hard. Hard to do tshuva. But every time a person does an avera, you're cutting a strand. You're cutting a strand. It's just like in a relationship. You're cutting a strand. There are strands to a relationship. It's not an all or nothing. And the goal of connect of alignment, so I'm changing now from alignment to connectivity, the goal of is to get the flow going. And as I said, I just want to repeat this one last thing, that this can be monitored a lot with my reactions to challenging Ben Olmach Averoi situations. Because if I'm always getting nervous, a person always talking Lashon Hara, a person is losing their temper, a person is doing all the things that we know this is not correct to do, even something more subtle, like, you know, we find ourselves punishing other people and, not talking to them, or arrogance, all of these things is a sign that there's something wrong with the strands. There's something like I need to get realigned and rehook up. And then a healthy person, you know, gedolim tzaddikim, they don't do that. I mean, real tzaddikim, they have their challenges too, but they're wholesome. The wholesomeness is that from the neshama is coming to the ruach is coming, nefesh, and there's a certain adinut. There's a certain edelkeit. I think that's what we need to strive for, like a certain feinkeit, which is there, and that's really, you can fix the feinkeit, but you really gotta functionally fix all the way up to the top, and then we'll get into the zayar, which he's bringing in the Haggah.
Is that the what it says there in terms of the